Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. As well, we also are embracing others who have lost a loved one. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. Hope you had a wonderful week. I have been quite busy, but God is good. He's letting me accomplish all the things that I've been wanting to accomplish, not in the, always in the order that I wanted in, but in His divine order. But tonight we're going to talk about trust. But before I start talking about trust, I want to tell a story that I heard today that was on the news yesterday, I heard. But I did not see the newscast. But one of my coworkers told me about it, and I thought it was so touching. And it's more or less like we must trust, have a perseverance, you know, whatever we're dealing with, have the perseverance to not to give up, to continue to try to be have victory over it, not letting us nothing to stop us. To get through this journey of grief, we have to keep pushing, going forward, and believing that God will get us through this, and just don't give up. Don't give up on any of this journey that you're traveling. But The story was told. I'm going to tell the story as a story was told to me. I didn't see it on the news, but sometimes you're always hearing terrible things on the news. Pretty much, I would say 80% of it is always bad, and maybe the other 20% might be good. And I wanted to share this. It touched my heart when I heard it. There was it was about a daughter and a father and a daughter, and the father needed a kidney. And he was going to dialysis, and the daughter decided that she wanted to give her father a kidney. But when she went to the doctor and told the doctor what she wanted to do, he said that you were overweight, you know, you weigh too much. So you would have to lose weight in order to be able to give your, you know, father a healthy kidney. She didn't tell her father what she decided to do at the beginning. So she decided that she would lose the weight, and she would be able to, you know, give her father that kidney. You know, we can live without both kidneys. You can't live with one. So she went ahead and started losing weight. And it was very hard for her, as she indicated, but when she thought of the reason why she was liver. She wanted to, every time she thought about what she was doing, she would keep pressing on and losing weight. And I heard that she lost 4 dress sizes, which was unbelievable. And when she told her, then she finally lost the weight, she told her father what she had done and what she was doing for him. And he didn't want her to do it, but she said, I want to. But just the thing that she lost 4 dress sizes to do this for her father, I thought that was very loving, that she really loved, she showed the love of her the love that she had for her father. And, you know, it took a whole lot because, like I say, I think that she was wore maybe a 20 size dress at the time. It's amazing that, you know, how much she loved her dad. She showed how much she loved her dad, that she lost all that weight so he would be able to get better. So that is something else, good news that you hear on the news instead of all the killing and so forth. So I just, that was very touching to me when I heard that story today, what she had done for her father. And she, you know, pressed on. She did not give up, even though she said it was hard. Getting all this weight, you know, stop eating, her eating habits and so forth. So that was such a blessing, and also a wonderful story about a father and daughter love for each other. But also what I'm going to be talking about tonight is trusting and obey. Last two nights at our revival, at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where I attend, we sang Trust and Obey. And as I was looking tonight on the screen, the words, if you read the words instead of singing it, It's more or less God is telling you how to trust Him. And our the minister that preached the night, Dr. Cosby, Marcus Cosby, he talked about, you know, trusting God and believing. In everything that we do, we need to trust him and believe that he's going to do just that. And sometimes not as always in our time, but in his time. And when it comes, when he blesses us, answer our prayer, it'll be right on time. But I wanted to read the verses of the trust and obey. And you know what I think? I learned this song years ago in church when I was young. I was in the choir, and we sang this a lot. This was a congregational hymn. So I've learned the words, but I'm going to read it because I'm not going to read it quickly. I just want to read it so you can hear it and how much, if we walk in this walk with God, trusting and obeying him, we'll get through these different places in our lives. And the first verse says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds in our way. While we do his good will, he abide with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Yes, he will continue to walk with us, walk in the light of his word. We must trust his word, and he will bring light to us. Just like, for instance, if you're going through a tunnel, it's dark, but way ahead you can see some light. And what his word is saying, trusting him, obeying him, believing, that you're going to get through that dark place and you're going to see that light. And once you see that light, you're going to get through. And the chorus is, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, we must trust him, and we will be happy in him, and because we're going to see how he's going to be there for us each and every day. The next verse says, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt, not a fear, not a sigh, not a tear can abide while we trust and obey. So we must not doubt him. We must not have fear. Of course we can share tears, but we must continue to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toils he doeth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown on our cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. It doesn't matter what kind of burden we are bearing. He can make it easy. He can make our path straight. The next one, it says, we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he betolls, are for them who will trust and obey. And the last, it says, then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we will walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends us we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Yes, one day we will sit at his feet. We should continue to walk in his way, because he will walk with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will never leave us alone. It says where he says we will go, where he sends us we should go. Yes, we should go. We should not have any doubt in our minds that he's not with us. So he will be with us on every journey. Even when we think that we don't deserve it, he will be there for us. So we must continue to trust and obey. Never fear. Yes, we can fear sometimes, but it's more or less not to continue to fear. You know, yes, of course, we are human, so we're going to have some fear in within us, but we must also go to the Lord in prayer and believe that he will be with us in every way when we're out there, you know, in the world. He's going to be with us. So we must never fear, only trust and obey. Looking at the words and remembering the words when I used to sing it, it, you know, I think Pastor is trying to tell us something, because this is evidently we're going to be hearing this song throughout the revival. We must trust and obey. We must obey him too. Not just trusting him, obeying him. If he's telling you to do something, or you have a gift or something, he wants you to be obedient to his word. And let me tell you, it's very gratifying when you do those things, because it is rewarding and it makes you feel good and to do what he says, because he will let you know once you have done it that if you completed that task, you will feel better. Even when you reach out to someone else and give them encouragement and you see that it helped, don't it make you feel better? So be obedient. When he makes, when he tells you, give you that little signal, that quiet voice, call so-and-so up, you know, call Martha up, call Mary up, call Pat up. Just make that phone call, because it's amazing sometimes you're calling someone when they're in their worst place, in a dark place, and they need some talking or encouraging. Just be obedient. Or going to someone's home or visiting someone, just be obedient when God tells you to do it, because it's very rewarding and it will make you feel better. Even though that you're going through something, you'll feel better and it'll get you out of that state of being that you're in. I'm going to continue to talk about trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. And it talks about teammates. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to have a certain level of confidence in one another and their ability to help them succeed. God trusts you enough to put you on his eternal team. He has confidence in you because he knows you can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. He chose you to stand alongside your team captain, your team captain, which is, he's referring to Jesus. Jesus goes and go to the board for a win. And the next scripture that's dealing with trust, anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. That's coming from Romans 10:11. As you look back on the journey that you've been traveling, recall that the times that you place hope and confidence in God, the outcome might not have been exactly as you imagined, but God is always faithful to bring you through, and he will bring you through this time in your life as well. Count each blessing he's given you along the way, and consider them stepping stones to a higher level of trust. Whenever you are facing anything today, you can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. Yes, he will never stop blessing you. Even many times I know we feel that we're not worthy of being blessed the way because, and sometimes we get so depressed and in a place where we don't feel that, because we are feeling like this all the time because we're going through this journey, we doubt God's love for us. We feel less that we don't deserve His love or His blessings. So just knowing that God is there, He will never stop blessing you. He will never stop. He will walk with you every step of the way. So we must always believe that He will never leave us or forsake us, and continue to trust and obey. And once again, on the chorus says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." We will be happy in Jesus once we have faith in Him and knowing that He will walk with us and also be obedient to His word. We will be blessed and will be a happier person in Jesus. And that is my message tonight on trust and obey. Do not give up. Keep trusting. Never fear, only trust and obey. I have some announcements. And the announcement is, I need you. The next chapter of Widows Ministry is celebrating our 15-year anniversary on September 15th. 15-year anniversary on September 15th, beginning at 9:15 on Saturday morning of September 15th. I need you to invite other widows or anyone that have lost a loved one that will join and help us to celebrate our 15-year anniversary. We have a dynamic speaker, Dr. Sarah Hurd, who is a TV personality talk host. She's on TV every Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. So she's going to be, she's the wife of the late Bobby Hurd, and she's going to be our speaker. And we're going to have a lot of wonderful, a dance team, a praise dance team that will be coming to perform. And one thing that we're going to do, we're going to dress the place up. We're going to have, it's going to be anniversary and tea. So we are decorating our tables with nice silverwares and teacups and just beautiful table setting and decoration, good food. We're asking each person to donate at least $5. Each person that sits at a table, please donate at least $5 to this donation to our anniversary. So invite others to come. We want the place filled. We are looking to have at least 75 to 100 people there. Friends and family can come as well. So it's not just widows, and it's also for widowers also. So invite male that have lost their wives there as well. And they will be truly blessed, especially by Dr. Sarah Hurd. She's a great and dynamic speaker. So please start inviting others to this event if you have any additional information that you need. And we're also looking for donation to put, we're giving gift bags to everyone that comes to the anniversary. And we need your help in filling those bags out. So if you want to donate little inspirational books, bookmarkers, anything that is inspirational, any little gifts that you want that goes in a regular gift bag, please donate those things. And if you can get those things to me by month end, if you're interested, because we're going to be start packing these bags by the first part of September. to get it ready. We don't want to wait until the last minute to get them ready. And we would be very grateful for your donation. We also accept money, always money, for this particular talk show as well. We have to pay for this talk show once a month out of our budget. And there are other things that we get to help the widows as they come. And we had our meeting this past Saturday, and we had 8 new widows. So we were blessed to meet them, and hopefully that the ministry can help them through this journey, that they will be, their journey of grief. And they will be a part of our anniversary celebration. So please encourage others to come to this event. And that is all I have tonight. I met Elder Carla Davis. She was at our revival tonight. And I met her, I met her before on another occasion, but she came. I encouraged her to come and enjoy our revival, and she came. And I met with her just a little while, and it was, she's going to continue to be in touch with us. If you still want a copy of her book, please let me know, or you can go on her website and order the book. It's only $10. So we're going to stay in touch with each other because there are things that we're going to be doing later on. So, and the other thing is I'm working on the second book. And I think I mentioned to you before, the title is going to be A Widow's Manual. A manual that helps when you first lose your loved one. It gives you step-to-step instruction what to do, because many times your mind is not there. You're pretty much falling apart. You're in a zombie. Feeling a zombie. You're numb. In denial. So you can't really think how to plan anything, what to do first. So this book, this manual, will have step-to-step instructions. And it's not a book. It's a manual, a little small pamphlet that will give you bullet points, the first 10 things that you need to do when you lose a loved one. And even though it says a widow's manual, it can be for anyone. Step-to-step instruction. Who do you call first? Who do you call second? Third, all the way down the 10 most important things that you need to do when you lose a loved one. And it also gives you an 8-week guideline of things that you need to take care of throughout those 10 weeks, and also give you some more encouragement and things that you can do further. Just knowing that we are working on trying to get this published in the month of September before the anniversary. If we can, we will, but there we are in the process of editing by the person who helped me publish the first book. So we're working real hard to get that done by our anniversary. So pray, work it out, and make it happen, and we'll have a copy that you can purchase at our anniversary or any time after. And that is all I have tonight. Be blessed, have a great week, and continue to trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Have a great night and be blessed.
I can't see, Lord. things